Welcome to Skopos. Skopos is the Greek word for focus. Listen as WDCX General Manager Brett Larson helps us focus in on topics that encourage and challenge us in our daily lives.
An old movie series called Walking Tall is the story of a retired pro wrestler turned vigilante against corruption in his hometown. The idea is that he walks tall with pride and is unwilling to bend to the bad guys who corruptly run the town. Well, I suppose there's a certain element of truth to his walking tall in the physical or even moral sense. I think that God's word gives us the real blueprint for men to walk tall, one that will leave a legacy for generations. Proverbs 27 tells us that when a righteous man walks with integrity, his children will be blessed after him. In addition, Psalms tells us that the offspring of the upright will be blessed. Over the years, especially as I have three young sons, I've thought of these verses often. I've tried to wrap my mind around how God blesses the children of the upright. To be honest, in my experience in working with Christians for a long time, I've seen some very upright parents with children who don't seem very blessed or have just had messy lives. So then I begin to wonder what those passages really do mean. Is it a guarantee that God will automatically give spiritual blessings to kids who have good parents? See, I think we need to consider these verses in context with all of Scripture, and I think it's a mistake to rest on them as a slam dunk that our kids will turn out great if parents just walk uprightly. That's just inconsistent with God's character. A kid that is lazy, won't get a job, won't go to church, just isn't going to be automatically blessed because of his parents. No, when we really look into them, I believe we can determine that those passages are saying that children are blessed to have the example of godly parents. They're blessed to have a role model, someone to show them the path of right and good. Their blessing is not a guarantee that they'll have riches, power, spiritual success, or anything like that. Their blessing is that they have great parents, a dad who walks with integrity. That gives them every opportunity to follow in good footsteps, and it gives them a leg up in the world and a fast track to understanding how to walk uprightly so that God can use them. So the challenge for us parents is to work diligently to emulate how to walk uprightly, how to walk with the Lord, and how to live with integrity. Our children are watching, and the blessing of being able to follow in the footsteps of godly parents is up to us to show them. We can't do it alone. We need to rely on God's grace and power to give us the strength to live up to this highest calling. God, help me to give the blessing of an upright example to my three precious boys. Amen.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you were challenged and that Skopos has left you thinking. For more from Brett Larson and Skopos, go to WDCXradio.com and click on Skopos.